the MVP conversation. He kind of tried to downplay it, but as his teammate, you believe that he deserves to be in that MVP discussion?
Well, I don't believe there's such thing as like a mid-season MVP or anything like that, but if he keeps playing well at the end of the season, we will definitely see.
What is it about the secondary based on last year? What is it about the cornerbacks on Denver that make them so good?
Yeah, they're a good group. I mean, you know, they're pros, so we're just going to have to prepare and give our all on Sunday.
You played in a lot of big games in college. Does the initial part of going into this week feel like a bigger game compared to maybe some of the others in the NFL?
Nah, it's just another game. It's not like it's a playoff game or anything like that. It's just another opponent. We have to go out there and play ball, you know, practice well this week and go out there and give our all on Sunday.
You and Derek were pretty much clicking right from the start when you got here, but what have you seen him get better at or mature at since you've been here?
I think it's just maturity and the understanding of the game. He always talks about it. He always talks about, man, it's so much easier. You know, if I knew what I knew now last year, you know, I would be picking defenses apart. So I think it's the maturity, and I think he sees things quicker.
Where do you see that? Like, reflect, what can you think of a specific situation against the Buccaneers or anything where he read something or diagnosed or reacted, you know, in a way that shows that maturity?
I think it's more of a thing to where he recognizes the defenses faster. So everything, he just recognizes the defenses faster. He's able to just let the ball go without really thinking about it.
I think as a receiver, too, you got to love the fact where if you're just one-on-one, he's going to throw it up and let you go after it. A lot of guys would throw it when they, you know, appear to be covered.
Yeah, I think it's just a trust thing. I'm glad he trusts me. He always tells me when he throws the ball up like that and gives me a chance, just don't let the defensive back come down with it. And if I can do that, he'll keep throwing it. So.
Did he say anything to you after the drop or those? Does he not have to anymore?
Yeah, he always says stuff to me, but they're all positive. You know, mm-hmm. He, you know, he encourages me if I drop a ball or anything like that. He doesn't, you know, get down or try to snap on me. And that's something that I really, you know, like and admire about him because mm-hmm. it allows me to, you know, if one of my teammates drop a ball, if they miss a block or something like that, to encourage them because I know how it makes me feel.
Mm-hmm. You and Crabb and Seth all feeding off each other because it's one of the best young groups of receivers in the league right now.
Yeah. We definitely are, you know, we're all big play threats. And it's just a testament to the way that we practice. We want to go out there and play well on Sunday, so we practice hard.